Hey guys, this episode, Pastor Terry Moore. He was the founder of Sojourn Church in Carrollton, Texas. And we are going to talk about everything discipleship. What's happening in the body of Christ right now? Where's all the good teaching? Where is the foundations that we need in our spiritual life? Terry and I are going to break it down and we're going to give you some resources to be a disciple maker. It's time for us to be a disciple, to know the Word of God, and to be a disciple maker. You don't want to miss this episode. Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials and our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
I'm so thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
There's nobody else I want to talk to about Jesus with than you.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
And I'm 100% behind something that Bunny Pounds is doing. Encourage her, pray for her, and be involved. Be part of Christians actively engaged.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us. Hey guys, Bunny Pounds. It's another conversation with Christians Engaged. It's January and we're having so much fun as we start this new year reflecting on what's really important. Our spiritual lives are what is really important. And what the ultimate call of God for our life is, I say this all the time, is Christ-likeness. So if you're wondering, who am I? What should I be doing? What is the destiny and purpose of my life? Ultimately, Christ-likeness is your destiny. So our destiny is to know God and to make him known. So we're spending this whole month talking about discipleship, how to be spiritual mothers and fathers, how to lead people to Jesus, and how to disciple them in the faith. And I could think of no better teaching pastor to talk to than Terry Moore, the founder he was the founding pastor of Sojourn Church in Carrollton, Texas. Mm-hmm. Terry, I'm so excited to have a conversation with you about everything Bible teaching and discipleship.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, you had an experience with God in the 80s, and you're self-taught. You never went to seminary, but you grew such an amazing church. We're so thankful to partner with Sojourn Church and Pastor Chris McCray that you have raised up. But talk to us a little bit about your journey as a young believer and really delving into leadership in the church.
Well, I grew up in church, going to church. My parents were believers, and we attended church, and my wife and I actually met when we were six, and we went all the way through grade school and high school and even college together and got married. We attended church even in college, and so we always had a heart for God and pursued God. And but to be honest, I have a good degree in business, and I had gotten out of college and chasing money. You know, I was doing business, and you know, I wasn't doing anything illegal or immoral, but I was just chasing money. And both still in church, going to church. And we'd gotten to be supporters of James Robinson's ministry way back in the late 70s.
Wow.
And we'd gotten to be friends and as supporters. And we made some connections, and we would go to all of James's meetings and loved them, loved going. And we were going to this particular meeting in 1982. It was in San Antonio, and it was called the Inner Circle. These are primarily the supporters of the ministry. And it, like all meetings, they were always good. He had great people. We enjoyed the people we had gotten to know, and but had no idea that my life was going to be completely changed, and my wife. And we went there, and James comes out and starts talking about things that I was not familiar with, spiritual warfare, and talking about the Holy Spirit, and talking about things things that are just not where I had come from. My background we didn't talk about those kinds of things.
Right.
And I said, okay, that sounds great. But what happened was, is that literally I had an encounter with the Lord that changed my life. And I've never been the same since.
Well, and that encounter with the Holy Spirit gave you then a hunger for the Word of God. And I love that. Those people that don't know, James and Betty Robinson have been key people in my life, too. I worked for James when I was 18, 19, and 20. And I'm just so thankful for his support of Christians Engaged and how he's pushed this ministry forward. But I love that that's what the Holy Spirit does, Terry. Yeah. He leads us into all truth. So you start studying the Bible, and how did this
The meeting itself, I just got a revelation of the love of the Father, and the Word of God just came alive. Mm. So instead of reading the Bible, and literally what the Lord showed me is I would read it, and I would remember, because I've been in church my entire life, I'm reading it, and I remember what the pastor would say. And I would read it, and remember what the pastor would say. But all of a sudden, that was the Word speaking to me.
Yes.
Everything changed. And so we began to, we just had a hunger for the Word. So when it came alive, and just the hunger for the Word, literally spent hours a day reading the Bible. And we had another couple friends that we were together, which I thank God for, friends walking together.
Yes.
And we spent hours. We would spend sometimes Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon reading, taking turns reading chapter after chapter after chapter and discussing it. And we did that for a long time. So then in spring of 83, we decided that we would form a group to invite people to come over to the house. And on Wednesday night, the church we were attending didn't have a Wednesday night service. And we would just share mm-hmm. truth and have some little praise and worship. And then we'd pray for people and do whatever. So that turned into the church, which we had no intentions of being pastors. But by January of 1987, we really felt like that this was something we were supposed to do, and we found a location and an office on Sojourn Drive.
Wow.
So that's how we got the name Sojourn, and we started officially in January of 87. So it's been a journey. Though we still do exactly what we did in our home. We worship God, we share the Word, and we pray for people. We don't do much anything different.
See, I always thought you called it Sojourn because we are Sojourn and Pilgrims, right?
Right.
But I love that. That's the great beginning story. And, you know, that's what I'm seeing, Terry, and really why I wanted to start this year with this theme of discipleship and spiritual mothers and fathers, because, I grew up in a kind of friend church to Sojourn, which was Restoration Church.
Oh, yeah.
And under Doug White. And we had this amazing Bible teaching happening all the time. I mean, I was exposed as a 16, 17, 18-year-old to, you know, the best of the best, right? And the best worship leaders. But also, you know, there was something in the church culture back then in the late 80s, early 90s, where it was not, you know, it was normal for us to have just organic Bible studies, or people just go over and have prayer meetings, or young people just get together and gather around the Word. And we're not seeing a lot of that right now. Take us through some of that. Like, how do you take a believer from point A to point B to stir up that hunger in their heart?
Yeah. Well, I think it's important for them to understand how important the Word is. I was thinking about, we have football going on right now, and people have been watching football. And you think about the professionals, the team that tackles the best and that blocks the best still win.
Yes.
But when you were little children, you were little kids, you learned to tackle and block. So you have to, same thing with the Word. The Word is the foundation of life. Obviously, Jesus is the life giver, but the Word is why there's such a battle over the Word.
Yes.
So when the sower sows the Word, the man Satan comes to steal the Word. Why? Because it's the Word that will change your life. And it's the Word that you've got to anchor into. So from my perspective, it says, again, that's the battle. The battle is over the Word. And I tell people that when God first changed our life, going through those Bible studies that we did originally, and the same root structure you're talking about, the Word just comes alive. Mm-hmm. And so it's living. You know, it's not black ink on white paper. It's the living Word of God. Jesus is the Word. And, you know, there's no end to it. I mean, I'm sharing things today that I look back and I shared 30 years ago that has still even more depth,
yes,
and more life today than I've shared this. You know, I've got notes I've shared all these times, but it's living and it's alive. That's what we need. We have to have that. And so one of the things you talk about spiritual fathers and mothers is that we went through, I don't even know what it was now, but they said, what would be your vision? What do you want to be on your tombstone? You know, and I thought, well, and I didn't dream this up. I felt like the Lord said, I want to be a spiritual father.
Wow.
And that's really what
dream.
God gave to me. And so I said, okay, that's what I want to do. I want to help people have an encounter with God and help them grow and to keep growing. And that's really what, nothing's changed. Still want to do that.
And so you turn over your church to Pastor Chris, and then you start like going full-fledged into retirement, brother, building tons of resources, videos. And I particularly love this one. This is The Cross is the Key, because my father also got deeply impacted by James Robinson's ministry, and he always told me every day, it's all about the finished work of the cross, yeah, right? So I think that's embedded in my brain, the back of my brain. But why is it so important for you in this season of your life, you and Susan, to just dive into creating resources for the next generation? Why is that important?
A long time ago, probably over 25 or 30 years ago, I had a dream. I don't have a lot of dreams, but I had a dream, and I woke up and I saw it was a monument stone and with a lot of activity around it, but that's all I could see was just that, like a big, you know, thing that we find out in front of an office building. It said Advanced Foundations. I woke up, I said, Lord, what is that? And he said, what you teach is foundational, but it's advanced to many people and it's going to go worldwide. And I go, now, I'm not seminary trained. I mean, we've got a small church. And I thought, what am I going to do with that? So it wasn't long after that where I actually got a prophetic word about being on TV. And I thought, I don't think so. I have a face for the radio and a voice for silent movies. I don't think I'm geared for the TV deal. But anyway, we began to put things into writing. So I'm a teacher. So I do series. And so I do series, and we put notes together, and that's where we began this whole process. Then what happened on The Cross of the Key is that I was actually reading Matthew chapter 16, where Jesus says, who do men say that I am? They said, well, some say you're this or that, but who do you say that I am? And they said, well, you're Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter did. And he said, that's right, Peter, upon this rock I'm going to build my church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it, and I will give to you the keys of the kingdom. I'm reading that out of Matthew chapter 16, and I have a picture in my mind's eye of me at 6 years old in my grandmother's house playing with an old skeleton key that was in an old armoire that they used to tell me don't play with because I'd lose it, which I probably did. And I thought, okay, I know I'm not that spiritual, but I know you're trying to show me something. I just read Keys of the Kingdom being given to the church. So what is that? So I spent nearly a year praying about that, thinking, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was watching Christian TV about a year later, and somebody was preaching behind a clear lectern that had a very ornate cross etched in front of it. And I'm sitting there, and I remember pointing my finger and go, well, it looks like that reminds me of the key. And the Lord spoke to me and said, the cross is the key. And I went, oh my goodness. So that really set the course for doing all these into sort of more of a series, we did manuals, and then actually had a man that came to me who was doing a ministry to campuses with athletes. And I'm not sure exactly what the ministry was, but it was one of the campus ministries. And he said, hey, I can't use your manuals because your manuals are basically you listen to what's being shared and you can read the manual, but there's too much in between that people will miss that don't understand where you're coming from. you need to write it. And I thought, okay. So that's, we've got manuals to go along with the recordings, and now we've got books.
Wow.
And so the process is, this is what I've been doing. And so when we made the transition to Pastor Chris in January of 20, what that has done is freed me from the day-to-day operations of the church to being able to really focus on this. And so that's what we're doing. We've been producing. I've been video recording. I've been we've been writing. We've got 60 to 70 different sessions that are on audio and video. We've got books and materials, and I've got at least that much or more to continue to do. So I feel like my responsibility is to produce what God has given me. My responsibility is that. Whether how God wants to use it, that's up to Him.
Yeah.
But I need to do my part.
That's so good, Pastor Terry, because this is fundamental stuff. Like, you know,
really,
setting the captives free, love, identity, purpose, free indeed. I mean, yeah. Hearing God. I mean, we need to know this: how to hear God, how to walk as a Christian. And I'm afraid so much of our younger generation, you know, just is floating out there without identity and purpose, even in the Christian world, because we're not grounded on this, you know. Talk to us for a minute about, you can't get what you need spiritually out of a 20-minute sermon on a Sunday morning.
Right.
And that's if you're even going to church. Let's talk about the Christians that aren't even doing that. But how do we think we're going to live with a 20-minute sermon? Yeah. That we can't eat on one meal a week, right? So how do you encourage people to feed themselves and to take advantage of resources like this to feed their spirits?
Well, I think what you're doing and what you're saying here is so important, because when Jesus is confronted by the devil, he says, "It is written." And the very first thing he said, "It is written," he said, "The man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That's profound. I mean, this is Jesus, and everything we have recorded, we believe, is his words and him giving us direction. And so, I mean, in the confrontation that he has with the devil, he uses the word, and then says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Yes.
I don't think we understand how important it really is. And so, therefore, we have to spend time in the word. It's not legalism.
Right.
We're not talking about that, but we are talking about the reality is it's life-giving, and it's living bread. And I think that's why we have to spend time in the word. We have to encourage people to, that's the only way they're going to make it. If you really want to live, you want to grow, you have to eat food.
Yes.
You have to eat proper food and not junk food. Otherwise, you're not going to be very healthy. Well, spiritually speaking, we have to eat the word, and we have to live in the word. Otherwise, we won't be spiritually healthy either. And so it's so important that we have to have, got to be in the word. And so why we've produced these is to, again, to give a basic help for people. So people say, well, I don't know what to do. Okay, well, do this. Start right here with Cross the Key and go through the material. And, you know, what we tell people is that you really learn more when you teach.
It's true.
So it's one thing to just constantly be fed, but you've got to then start giving it away.
Yes.
So I say, okay, well, then take my same videos. Invite some people over, show the video, have the manual or the book, and then discuss it.
Right.
You'll learn more by doing that than you will by going through it the first time. And so I think that's what changed our life. You know, the meeting in our home, we tell people, it changed us.
Right.
I don't know. I hope we helped those people that came, but it changed us. And we realized that is imperative. So you need both. We've got to spend time in the Word. We need to have spiritual fathers and mothers. And again, I have the same spiritual fathers and mothers that you do. And they've had huge impact in my life. And hopefully we're having the same impact ourselves in people's lives. But we need to be connected.
Yep.
And we need to be in the Word. And we need to be helping others be in the Word too.
That's so good. I mean, we've got a couple elements happening. Number one, we need to go to people that we can trust that have fruit in their life, right? I want to encourage people not to just listen to every internet voice out there, right? But truly, Pastor Terry, we wouldn't even be here with Christians Engaged if it wasn't for 10 years of me and my husband pastoring house churches, mm-hmm. right? And in developing our gifts and really investing in people, really, though the world didn't see it, right? Yeah, many times. Yeah. It wasn't a big stage, but what God did in our hearts and lives and our families' lives changed everything, mm-hmm. right? And I just want to encourage people to invest on inside of you, the spirit that's in you needs some food. You've also got some incredible products for little kids. Talk mm-hmm. about these, loving, teaching them identity and purpose and being free.
Well, still the most important thing we ever could learn is the love of the Father and our identity of who we are in Christ. And discovering that we exist for the kingdom of God. But it's a simple, but it's profound. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter at what level, you still need that. And so they help develop this into children's materials and break it down to where it's practical for the little ones. And so our hope is that people will use that and use it in homeschool, use it in Sunday school or wherever. But again, just the Word of God.
Yes.
It's living. It's active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It is alive. It is just all we need to do is not try to help it. We just need to be sure that we're allowing it, because once the word goes out, it will accomplish what God wants it to accomplish.
Yes.
It will succeed in the manner in which he sent it. It's not based, we don't have to do something. So he uses all kinds of vehicles and all kinds of giftings. And so I'm just trying to do what God's called me to do, created me to do, and it'll affect whoever he wanted to affect.
Well, that's what he does. He just takes his word, and where we think we might not be giving much, he expands it, right? It was really, you probably know that my book's coming out soon, February 6th, Jesus in Politics, One Woman's Walk with God in a Mudslinging Profession. But it was really probably the most, and I'm sure you found this with your books, is it's a very transparent and vulnerable process to write what you think the Lord is giving you, right? To give to other people. And right. Is this going to be worthy of something, somebody reading? But what I was reflecting on just even as this process went on last year is just how much I've been given. Like these spiritual mothers and fathers in my life that have invested in my life, whether that was Mark and Sandy Job or Helen Lambert or Danny Norris that you guys have heard from already this month. But people even like Steve and Diane Solomon. Steve used to bring me around at the radio station and let me pray for people on the air, you know, back in the day when I was like a 17, 18-year-old, right? Like just that we can believe that God has something in a young person's life and raise them up, right?
Right.
And we might not see the fruit of that overnight, but we will see that in years to come. Can you just encourage everybody, and then I want to have you pray over everybody listening, that they can go out and be the leader that God's called them to be, but to really go back to the basics of really understanding the foundations. And everybody, Terry's stuff is Advanced Foundations. How do they find you, Terry?
You can go to the website, Advanced Biblical Foundations, and you can find it there. You actually go to the Sojourn website and actually go there for learning and e-learning, and we have it posted there. We're asking people in the church to go through the material as a basic discipleship material, and that's what we're encouraging people to do is to go through the material. You can actually go through this particular set in 1 year, if you do one a week.
Oh, wow.
So you can do one a week, do your Bible study, read the material, and you can do that in 1 year. And then really, we encourage people, if you would lead a group, you'll get so much more out of it. And that's really what we found is that when you start taking responsibility to help other people.
Yes.
And so that's really the important thing. And then what happened in our life in the home, with people in our home, is like, to be really honest, it was like, Wednesday night and then Thursday would come. It was like, oh, God, I hope that was you. and then about Sunday, the fear would come that they're coming back. It's like, oh, my goodness, what changed us?
Yeah.
So taking responsibility, and realizing that the word does not change. So, yeah, we've got great teachers and we've great fathers and mothers out there. We need that, but we've got to be in the Word ourselves.
Yes.
And so this is just a tool to help, to assist people, and that's what our heart's desire is to do. And there's great resources out there. I mean, it's amazing what's available today.
Yeah.
So there's really no excuse for not being in the Word.
Yeah.
And there's no excuse for not living in the victory that Jesus paid for, because he paid in full at the cross. And so our materials are really, they're basic and they're foundational, but it's profound.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
changes
nothing.
You.
The cross is still the cross, the greatest victory of all time. If you're waiting on Jesus to do something, he's already done something.
Yes.
So, I mean, we get to live in now everything that Jesus paid for, and someday we'll get to enjoy even more. But, I mean, right now, wow, there's so much more for us.
Well, and let me just remind people that you don't have to know everything. You don't have to have every answer, right? We think we can't disciple somebody because we're not a theologian and we didn't go to seminary. Look what you and Susan have done by just being obedient, mm-hmm. Terry. And the fruit of your life, we were talking before we went live, just of the different churches, even in this area, that you guys have invested in the mm-hmm. leaders that went out to plant churches that are impacting people's hearts and lives today. So I just want to honor you guys for your heritage, for building strength and foundations in people's lives that we can stand on. And it's really a blessing. So pray us out. Pray for everybody that we would be a disciple and that we would disciple others and that we would step out in faith and be the leaders that God's called us to be.
Great. Well, thank you again, Bonnie, for having me. But I'd love to pray. Father, we love you and bless you. And we thank you that it's all about you. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for your amazing grace that you've poured out upon us. And I do pray, Lord, that you would put a hunger in people for the Word to know you, not just to know about you, not to attend some building and meeting, but to have a living relationship with you. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us to really understand the truth and to help us to walk in it. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to recognize that you've given to us everything that we need.
Yes.
We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in you. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to not only to be a disciple, because we can't give away what we don't have. So first and foremost, I pray for everyone that help us to really hunger and thirst after your Word and after you, a greater revelation of who you are. That, Lord, that we would hunger and thirst and that we would grow in your Word, and then we would give that away and we'd give ourselves away, being spiritual mothers and fathers and pouring into other people's lives. Lord, you called us to go make disciples. We first have to be a disciple to make a disciple. So I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, help us to really be disciples that will go out and make disciples for you, for the kingdom of God. Lord, we love you, we bless you, and just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what an amazing beginning to an awesome year. 2024 is going to be a year like no other. And so it is a year for the church to rise up and to take leadership in places where we have not taken leadership before. So, you know, that's what we're doing here, guys, with Christians Engage, is helping you pray, vote, and engage regularly. But in reality, like Pastor Terry just commissioned us, is to be a disciple, to be a leader, and to lead people to Jesus and not abandon them once we lead them to Jesus. Be those spiritual mothers and fathers that come alongside them and pull them into biblical truth. So grab his stuff, Advanced Biblical Foundations. Find that. Sojourn Church. Sojourn Church will be hosting our wake-up conference this year in 2024. Woohoo! So we are so excited to be at Sojourn Church. And then remember to pre-order my book. It comes out February 6th. So if you haven't pre-ordered on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBook.com, whatever, Jesus in Politics, grab it and help us get to the bestseller list, guys. This is our moment to blow up Christians Engaged around the country and let people know what we're doing and how we're helping people in leadership. So we love you guys. We'll see you next week. And thank you again to James Robison and the stream. and Life Outreach International for being just such a key partner with this ministry. We're so thankful. And I felt like I was supposed to honor them with Pastor Terry here. So thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What a time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over 1 million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower 1 million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. As we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints. Check out The Stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App. Check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.